Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in again. Before we dive into today's episode, which the topic is going to be emotion regulation and emotional intelligence. But before we get into that, I do want to apologize for the delay in releasing this. It's been a hard season, guys. I had another loss and a lot of stuff going on that, you know, I've been having to process and all of that. So I just wanted to remind you that if you're struggling with loss, dysfunction, or addiction, you're not alone. We're going through it together, guys. And it's okay to need time to heal, okay? So like I said, today's topic is about recognizing your emotions, emotion regulation. And it does feel deeply personal because emotional regulation is something I've had to work on myself. So everything that we talk about in this podcast, it's something that I have life experience in. So I don't want you to think I'm just rambling or looking on Facebook or whatever. This is real life stuff that I've gone through and learned myself. And it's taken a long time to get here. So I want to kind of help you guys skip a couple steps so you don't have to go through it as long as you will if you don't address it. Okay. So emotional regulation and emotional intelligence are two crucial skills, guys. You know, whether you're walking through grief, like I said, or addiction or anything that we cover in this podcast, it's for everyone. So I hope this conversation offers insight and tools you can use to take back control, find peace, and experience the fullness of life that Jesus offers and he wants for us to have. So the first step in emotional regulation is recognizing what you're feeling. In my family, it was like it was weak to talk about your feelings, or like it, no one wanted to talk about the deep stuff. You know what I mean? So we either learn to avoid them or numb them through addiction and healthy relationships or other distractions. I'm sure you can think of a few for yourself. And I never thought that I'd turn to drugs. I hated them. You know, I was surrounded by drugs growing up and I just hated them. So, you know, when my grandma died, my grandma Della, she raised me, so I didn't know how to handle the grief at that time. That loss of my grandma, it triggered emotions that I've never faced. And I found myself spiraling into addiction because I felt like she's who God used to show me what love was. And I'm so thankful for that. I want us to understand that sometimes we avoid emotions because they're overwhelming and we don't know what to do with them. Other times we don't even recognize what we're feeling. So learning to identify emotions is a game changer, guys. It's the first step to taking back control of your feelings. I like to say, you know, we gotta control our feelings and not let our feelings control us. I think I might have heard that or read that somewhere in one of my books, but we have to think of emotions like signals, right? God gave them to us for a reason. They're like warning signals or on a dashboard, okay? So picture a dashboard and, you know, all your lights coming on or a light here or a light there, they tell you what is wrong, right? So they're trying to tell you something, whether it's sadness, anger, fear, or joy. So when you're feeling these heightened emotions and you're like overwhelmed by them, you got to take a breath and then you have to ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Is it anger, hurt? And we also have to keep in mind that we only get angry because we're hurt. So we can't just say, I'm angry. Why are you angry? Because this person hurt you in this way, so thus made you angry, right? Okay. And then so you ask yourself, where am I feeling it? Is it a tightness in your chest, a sinking feeling? Like, what are you feeling and where are you feeling it in your body? Okay. And then you have to think about what triggered this emotion. So these are all things that where you're going to have to do self-inventory. You got to sit with yourself. And this is the scary part for everyone, whether it's addiction, trauma. We have to look at them and we have to feel them and we have to face them so we can learn how to overcome them. Even Jesus demonstrated emotional awareness. He wept when Lazarus died, so he felt sadness. He felt compassion for the suffering and experienced righteous anger in the temple. You know, emotions aren't sinful, guys. They're a part of being human. God gave them to us for a reason. But how we respond to them, that's what matters. Okay, so once we recognize our emotions, the next step is learning how to regulate them. It isn't about suppressing or ignoring your feelings, guys. It's about learning to respond to them in a healthy, intentional way. If we don't learn how to regulate our emotions, we often do run to unhealthy coping mechanisms, like I said. You know, they just become a way to numb our pain, guys, and avoid dealing with reality. Because at the end of the day, when you sober up or you come down or whatever, you're still going to feel what you felt when you got high. So escaping your emotions never resolves them, guys. We just need to learn how to handle these emotions. If we don't, it just leaves us waiting for the next time you're triggered. And so it's kind of like self-sabotage if we don't address this stuff. So I want to give you guys some practical steps for emotional regulation. So grab a notebook and a pen. Number one, we have to pause and breathe. When emotions are running high, your brain can't think clear. You got to take a moment to take a deep breath and ground yourself. It allows us to shift from reacting impulsively to responding thoughtfully and wisely. Number two, we have to label the emotion. Research does show that naming your emotions reduces their intensity. So saying things like, I feel hurt or I feel overwhelmed, it helps you acknowledge it without being ruled by it, right? And then number three, you have to choose your response. You can choose how you respond. I know that's crazy, but it's true. You can choose how you respond. So ask yourself, what would a wise, loving response look like? Or how would I want someone to respond to me? You know, it gives you time to make a decision based on your assessment and on your faith in Jesus and not just feelings. Number four, invite God into your emotions. You have to pray over your emotions. You have to pray for yourself, you guys. Ask God to guide your heart and your mind. In Philippians 4:7, he promises that his peace will guard us when we turn to him. And just like everything else, guys, this process isn't easy, especially if you've been used to numbing your emotions for years. So this is going to take work, but you're worth it. And Jesus offers freedom, not just from addiction, but from the emotional turmoil that can lead us into it. All the craziness that happens in our life. You know, I know a lot of us go through a lot. I know sometimes we think we're alone, but we're not. There's so many people that can relate to each other and the things that we go through. So in Matthew 11:28, when Jesus invites us to bring our burdens to him, where it says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest. That invitation does include our emotions, grief, anger, sadness, even our joy and excitement. So building emotional intelligence, guys, helps us to navigate relationships, especially with toxic or manipulative people. We've talked before about setting boundaries, and emotional regulation plays a big part in that. If you didn't listen to that episode, I'd advise you to just start from episode 1 up into 3. That way you can have an understanding of what I'm talking about. So toxic individuals know how to push our buttons and manipulate our emotions. But when we know how to manage our emotions, we can stop giving them control over our responses. Boundaries become easier, guys, when we learn to regulate our emotional reactions. It's okay to step back from people who bring chaos into your life, even if they're family. Remember, you can't control their behavior, but you can control how you respond to it. This was one of the hardest lessons for me to learn. I'm still learning it. It's okay to walk away. You don't have to keep toxic people in your life because they're family. So I want to give you some practical steps for regulating your emotions and growing your emotional intelligence. Number one, you have to have daily reflection. Spend time each day reflecting on your emotions, what upset you that day, whatever. Ask God to reveal anything hidden that you need to address, and brace yourself because he will. Number two, scripture meditation. The Bible is full of wisdom on handling emotions, guys. Meditate on Psalms, the book of Psalms, when you feel overwhelmed. They're raw, real, and relatable. Number three, journaling. I love journaling. I've been looking through my notebooks, actually, and I found journals from like 2011, and I'm like, wow, the difference in just my perspective and the way I was thinking is crazy to me. So it does help you process emotions. When you journal, it does give you space to reflect and make sense of what you're feeling without all the noise or any input from anyone else, just yourself, you know, looking inward. Number four, this is a biggie. We've talked about it before. Seek support. Don't try to do this on your own. You have to find support, you know, through a church or counselors or small groups. There is power in community, guys. I know it's hard when you're trying to make a change and you think that you'll go to this place that has this program and they'll get you in, boom, bang, and it's all done. But I know firsthand how hard it is to even get in a program or them keep you more than 3 to 5 days. And like, I know people need more help than that. I hope that this episode has encouraged you to take the first step toward emotion regulation and growth in emotional intelligence. But no matter where you are in your journey, guys, remember God's peace is available to you, even in the hardest moments. You don't have to carry your emotions alone. Lord, thank you for the emotions you've given us and the strength to manage them. Help us to pause, reflect, and respond wisely in heightened emotion. Teach us how to surrender our emotions to you and lean on your peace. Heal the broken places in our heart and lead us to healthier ways of living and loving, Lord. Thank you for your grace and the hope that we have in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I want to leave you with a couple of scriptures. Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Psalm 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Thank you for listening. If this episode resonated with you, make sure to share it with someone who could use it. We all need a little help sometimes. Don't forget to like and subscribe and stay tuned. With strength in